to have success offensively.
Yeah, well, that would be a standard game plan against anybody, especially goaltenders that are feeling strong and are of good size that can see over people. I think we saw it with Rene last game, and Nash did such a good job blocking shots and made it hard to get him through. But there's been a lot of traffic to the front of that, I would think, at both ends of the ice tonight.
I've heard coaches talk about spark plugs on their team. Are there specific people, specific players on this team that you look to kind of try and break the offensive funk, or is it unfair to single guys out like that?
No, I think that's a danger in terms of how you approach the game. And I think you see it everywhere, but you've seen it in the past where the player now wants and feels the need to do more. And that's just the surest way to do less. And, you know, to define that better, you know, breaking into holes early because you're looking for that breakaway pass. You're looking for that lower percentage movement of the puck. And what you find is you're turning pucks over in the neutral zone, or you're getting hung up at the offensive line because you're out of your route. So our first area of looking for better offense from our hockey club isn't, you know, bearing down in front of the net or trying to get necessarily more pucks to the net. It's always been something that every team wants to do, as many pucks as they can to the net. It's our puck support starting from our end of the ice. Spend less time there. Spend more efficient time through the neutral zone to build your speed, but not speed at the cost of puck support. I saw that a little bit against Nashville. Not so much in the other games, but certainly Nashville.
Paul, you said that obviously long term the role for Adam Lowry on this team or in this organization will be at center. But
yeah, I see him playing center.
Yeah. So, what sort of advice do you give him though heading into a game like this? Because he hasn't played it really at the NHL level.
Yeah, I fired one game in exhibition at center, and he knows the position really well. I mean, one of his real great strengths is his responsibility and his understanding of the defensive part of the game. That part he gets. Where Adam is going to just learn through experience is how much time he has when he has the puck in the middle of the ice. And it's different here. The game is in some ways easier to read. It's just a lot faster. So the extra half second in the middle of the ice isn't there. Somebody's going to close on you and you're into the ice, so you have to have that out. But again, that relates to the answer in the first question. We can just do a better job, the other four players, supporting the puck carrier and making that play easier. And you know, with a veteran like Mike Frolik, who does that as well as anybody on our group, finding that short hole that the pass doesn't have to be longer than it needs to be, or maybe more importantly, take more time to process the play. Having easier players to read off will be a benefit to him.
And
off the face-offs? It will. Eventually, that size and strength will be a factor. His size and his overall game, big men in the middle are just invaluable. And he can get in. He's shown a physical part to his game. I mean, his physicality is at an NHL level now. He finishes checks hard. He takes hits and withstands them. So strength in the center ice circle. I'll just watch it and try to start him in the right parts of the ice that give him a chance.
And sorry, when you moving him to center, was that where you wanted to see him at center, or was it a byproduct of moving other guys around?
Byproduct of the Kane injury and all those things fed into it. I didn't think we were getting a whole lot off the Perreault line or the Slater line at that point. And so we got a young man, and we've got a number of young guys that we're playing. And we're going to play him there. And he may go back to the wing. It may even happen tonight. Who knows? But he's going to eventually work his way to the middle of that ice and be a big, strong combination with Scheif and Brian.
Are there elements of Adam's game that you see his dad play, his dad coach?
Yeah.
You go, there's a kid who's been involved in all these things.
So the other guy that he reminds me of is Brandon Sutter. Would be the same kind of concept. When we had Brandon come in as a young man in Carolina, he went into that third line center role. He wasn't a very big guy, but he just was so smart, and he has a great defensive stick. So those, they're almost identical. Different physiques, but yeah, I mean, what's really rare is finding a guy that you don't have to teach much defensively. There's almost the offensive side, they bring that kind of skill set, you know, Brandon and I remember like the second practice that we had, we put a brand new neutral zone in, and the second drill we ran, he was fixing a mistake that one of the veterans was making in the neutral zone and going to the right spot. So he has that gift, whether it's taught or how it's how it comes to fruition. I don't know, but there's not a whole lot, and the mistakes that he makes on the ice, you don't have to explain them to him. He's explaining them to you when he gets to the bench. Yeah, I should have done this. And so his reads are just really good.
That was Adam?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and his reads are really, really good. He's got that part down. He's got a big, long stick. He gets it in the right passing lane most times. He's going to be a real good penalty killer. Haven't used him a whole lot. Use him and Fro kind of as the third or fourth pair, depending on faceoffs and you know whether we're coming off the bench. But he's going to do that for us as well.
In your experience, when the results aren't coming,
yeah,
is every group different when they start to, you use the expression, know your routes, and
yeah,
when they start to vary from their routes because they're right, trying to do a little too much, is it 2 games, 3 games, or is it different with every group?
I think you see it in game with every team. You know, there's always a place a team goes when things aren't going the way, and when you've got it right, and you know, some of the high-end teams have periods of their hockey game or stretches they go where their game's not there. They can get back to what they know fairly quickly. So I think it's identified, not necessarily on the bench, but they've played the game long enough. They know why. You know, a lot of times you got to get back on the body. You know, got to start supporting the puck, the basics of the game, get back to that, but recognizing it. And I think you see it in teams that, especially when you're not scoring goals, something happens first. They're always trying to score the goal too early. So whether they're leaving the zone too early, they're not coming back to get the regroup pass, they're a step ahead. It's always that one step because the hard parts of the process, they don't like to do. Your team doesn't want to be a first pass team anymore. Nobody wants the first one. They want the second one. They want to be in the hole. Give it to him and I'll be out here. That's where you find me. So we might be back to being a good first pass team and supporting that puck. And even slowing down is not the right word, but put that puck support as a priority over breaking this thing loose.
So is this a bit of a learning segment for you because you're going through a bit of a spot where you're not getting the results and you're able to see how are they responding?
How do they respond to it?
How do I click them back when I need to
find the right guys to get to? And so we have some offensive players. You know, some had a big first night, but 3 games is usually where they start to just feel it. You know, anybody can go through a couple games. What we've got kind of the two daggers going because a lot of those guys can survive 5-on-5. You know, if they're having their stretches where the puck's not going to the net or things aren't going for them, and be patient 5-on-5 if your power play's going. You know, they get their points and makes. I mean, all these offensive guys on any team are under pressure and they feel that pressure. You know, they've got to produce numbers. They've got to put numbers up. So you really want to try to get ingrained. What do we do when it's not there? You know, how do we win that game 2-1? If you're going that night and you win it 4-1, that's fine. But how do you win it 2-1? A lot of times getting that power play going, getting just a touch on the power play, an assist here, it gets you through that dry spell that you're going through. So we're feeling it offensively.
We have asked a lot of questions about the goaltending, but it always seems to be negative stuff. The goalie's playing pretty good right now. Are you happy from my perspective, are you happy with the way he's playing?
So he's looked very consistent from training camp on. From day one, he's looked like this. For me, most of the conversations I had out here about our goaltending had to do with a year's past or a sum of stats that went back a year and a half. My experience with Pav has been really pretty positive. I mean, overall, the block of games that I saw last year, there weren't many that I walked off the bench thinking, geez, if we just got a goaltending effort tonight, we were really good up front. It just didn't happen that often. There were more Anaheims. Our goaltender was pretty damn good that tonight, and we either won because of him or he gave us a chance. So I'm just kind of seeing what I've seen for a while, so it's not a real shock to me.
Just going back to the power play quickly, Paul, you made some tweaks the other game, putting Wheeler back with Little and Ladd. Did you like some of the looks?
Some of it's just coming off the bench, right? So depending on who's on the ice when the penalty's called, who's fresh, you know, if Perlow's line had been on the ice at the time or he'd just come off, I'd do it a different way, just run on the bench. It's different now with Perlow and Wheeler playing on the same. For me, it's not as much personnel. I mean, I'd like to get to a consistent grouping with that. I think it works for chemistry. I've heard this so many times in interviews that I hate saying this stuff, but you know, we've had some chances. you know, we had four pucks to the net on the power play, and we had as many as they did. This is the really critical piece to the interview, too, and you're going to miss it. So there's enough there. There's enough there on the power play. You know, our entries aren't too bad. The structure, is, I think they're picking up on. But we certainly haven't gotten to the level with our power play that we're just taking what's given. We're still in that find the format, move the puck here, and that's not where it'll really flourish. It has to get to the point where the structure's there, but you're just absolutely taking what they're given with a real shot mentality.